Well, just a,
not at all.
A general question. You know, this is a week with a definite purpose at the end of it, opening day, and it's not just repetitions at camp anymore. What does this week feel like to you?
Game week. You know, we got this clock that's right behind me. I remember when it was 100 plus days. Now it's down to 4, man. It's getting close. It's getting real close. You definitely tell the energy around the building and just the difference in the preparation from preseason till now. It's a lot different, but, you know, I'm excited. Just take it day by day, though. You don't want to wish away time.
A lot of sports, you know, when you get ready for opening day, they just call the season a marathon. In the NFL, there's less room for error, obviously, because there's a limited number of games. What does game one mean, and what can game one do for a team, good or bad?
It just sets the tone for the season. Some people don't start out fast. We want to start fast. And, you know, we start out fast. That's the tempo and tone we want to set early on in the season. That way, when we keep going, you know, we just build off the first game. And, you know, just go from that, see what we need to fix or just build off the things we did good. You know, it's just kind of like a, you know, you can kind of judge and rate where you're at. It is hot right here. Boom. I'm listening.
How about going up against, you know, Geno Smith, rookie quarterback?
Am I going up against him or the team?
Against the teams, right? Yeah. A lot of times, you know, defensive linemen lift their chops going up against a rookie.
Yeah. I mean, no, we don't really care who plays. We're trying to beat the Jets. I mean, who's ever in will adjust accordingly. We're prepared to go against whoever. It doesn't really matter to us. We really focused on us and what we have to do well. To execute and beat whoever is in front of us. It really doesn't matter.
Gerald, even though you have not had Darrell in a game with you yet, from the practice field that you see and what you know of him before, what do you think he can bring, and how much better can this defense be with him back there?
He is Revis Island, so he definitely can bring that, but just his leadership ability and just his intensity on the field. You know, he's a very, very dominating corner. He's a small guy, but he's real physical, which makes him, that's one of his best attributes. So just his dominant presence and his energy level and definitely his leadership.